75, there was this chick named Janet, a pregnant heroin addict who said she didn't plan it, so never thought to stop or ever kick the habit, cause Kirby let her do it and she knew he always had it. Down this cellar with Trevor, another addict who was at it like an asthmatic, trapped in an attic, sucking on an asthma pump, though you never know by looking at him, that's the cunt, who by 1983 was in the National Front. Yeah, he had a shaved head but still got mashed on drugs, so Kirby didn't mind him hanging around that much, especially any time Janet came round to fuck, get a fix while a kid Chris waited around. A 9-year-old boy who was healthy and loud, considering when she was pregnant she was smoking a brand, and she was lucky that he wasn't born disabled somehow. Still when you're too loud you get a clap round your head. Kirby ain't his dad but he does what he says, stays downstairs in the cellar with Trev, while Kirby's upstairs giving Janet her meds. At least that's what they told Chris, still he ain't that dumb, he knows Kirby's upstairs banging his mum, while he's left in the basement with some racist cunt who's been waiting man forever for this motherfucking day to come.
Mr. Dracula.
What an environment to raise a kid. Ran crack dealers' houses and racist pricks. Trevor looted the place as well as maiming Chris. Left a permanent scar on his face, the same as his. With a razor blade, yeah, it takes the piss. Whether you prejudice or not, man, it's just a kid. But that's what Trevor done, no one ever saw him after that. 6 years passed, now Kirby's cooking up the crack. It's the new drug, everybody's going crazy for. 1989, a year Chris started selling draw, picking up from Kirby, scarred there beneath his eye. Think after everything that's happened, he would treat him right. Not par him off with just another ounce of weed, cause a quarter of the bag is a bunch of fucking seeds, hundreds of them and twigs the size of fucking trees. But if he ever moaned, he'd get a slap across his cheek. 1990 is the year that really took his toll, cause that's the year his mother Janet took an overdose of heroin and died. God rest her tortured soul, now he's left to fend for himself or by his own. It's 1995, now that he's older, stress weighs on his shoulders, heavy as boulders, but he hides it from his elders. He's been living on the far side since he was a youth, but the way he lives now is a far cry from the way he did in the past, cause he's made his way up from selling ounces to bars of weed out in the streets, where people do their nasty deeds. He sees them making money, so he wants a larger piece. He's a man now, 21 years of age. It's been a couple years since Kirby's palms were raised, lost in anger, ended up across his face, cause he's a man now, and Kirby knows he's past the stage of getting beats. So that don't change the way he treats Chris when he comes round to his to get his weed. Kirby don't like his attitude, he's cocky now, I believe. So again he passed him off with more twigs and fucking seeds. But Chris ain't having none of it, he ain't no little kid now. He squares up to Kirby, he really don't look that big now. And really can't do shit now, but pay Chris what he owes. And we but also pride, cause that's what Chris takes when he goes. Kirby knows he's getting old, and that's what really hurts. He ain't cut out for this work the way he was once upon a time. But he don't know no other way to make a living on the grind. Selling drugs has always been his only way of getting by.
Then the cops come round, undercover fed cops shot him down, lock him down, 15 years away from now. The youth will grow, a big and strong and take control of it all, that's the way it
Mr.
goes.
Mr. Dracula.
Yeah, well, it's my mum's, so I feel bad, innit?
It's cool, man. I told you I'll pay you back later.
Safe, man.
Sorry. What do you want?
I want some weed.
Weed? Does it look like man's blotting over here?
Come on, man. What are you always stalking me for?
All right, you want some weed, yeah?
Yeah.
You want weed?
Yeah.
You see, your guy. Your guy with a beat up AstroTurf. Go over there and smash him in, and I'll give you your weed.
Hey, you got the weed?